Happy Friday, everybody, and welcome to Princess Half Marathon Weekend. We're going to have a great time down at Walt Disney World this weekend, but right now, we've got an awesome Be Our Guest podcast lined up to get you through your Friday and right on to some fun this weekend. Ricky's joining me for some fun Disney talk in just a second. Don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. Again, just recently, the Magic for Less has renewed their platinum earmarked status with Disney, which means, again, year after year, they're named one of the best by their guests. Also by Disney, by the amount of trips they book each and every year and the guest satisfaction. If you've never used a travel agent, I'm going to encourage you next time you go to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com today. Check out their website. It's a great planning tool to get you started, get those juices flowing, to think about what you might want to do on your next trip, whether it's the resorts, special activities you might want to do on the trips, look at the tickets, the specials that are out there. And while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote, and an agent will get back to you right away with some initial numbers, availability, pricing, and we can go from there. So please support the show by supporting the folks who keep us going, and that's the folks over at the Magic for Less. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link. It's over at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. This is truly the easiest way to support the show. It costs you nothing extra. You just got to click on the link and then do your shopping. Super simple. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase does help everything we do here on the show. So please bookmark it and use it often. beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1606 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and the friendly skies between St. Louis, Missouri, and a little town called Lake Buena Vista, Florida. I'll be down there today, taking off at 9 a.m. from Lambert International Airport and hopefully landing around noon down to Walt Disney World. Having a good time. So if you're out there, say hello. Love to see you. I'm staying over at Coronado Springs and we'll be running the half marathon on Sunday. I'm just excited to get some vitamin C to see the sun. I know it's not going to be crazy warm this weekend from what I've seen, but I'll take what I can get at this point. It's going to be a fun weekend. I love run Disney weekends with the lizards. So we'll be spending time at Epcot as well. So come by and say hello. But we got this show recorded so that you have something to listen to get you to and from work and get that weekend started just a bit early. Joining me today, we're going to answer some more of your listener questions. We have so many of them from Wednesday. We're going to keep on going. We have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and The Mouse for Less. Happy Friday, Ricky.
Happy Friday. I too am headed down to Florida, but won't be able to see much of the lizards or anything like that. I will be in Disney Springs for like a couple of hours, I think, on Saturday, and then headed to the Daytona area. So, you know, it'll be fun. I'll get to see the beach, and that'll be good. And not sure, like you said, how warm it'll be, but it'll still be a good time. So that's good.
It's going to be warmer than St. Louis. I know that. So
yeah, it'll be warmer than here, I think, too, but not entirely sure. So
all right. So we are going to answer more listener questions because we had so many of them from Wednesday in the live chat. I don't want to leave folks hanging. And the inbox is getting out of control. And I appreciate you guys writing in. We want to answer as many as we can. We know we get good feedback from the listener question shows. You guys enjoy those. Ricky, real quick, you were down at Walt Disney World this past weekend, got to meet Ariel herself, Jody Benson. So give us a quick recap in the airport story, because I'm still hanging on that.
All right, well, the airport story is the last story. So, okay. So yeah, I went and I did a really cool thing. First, we'll start with the Give Kids the World part. That was the whole reason why I went down there. And Give Kids the World is this really awesome thing. I would check out their social media because they will post it probably on, you know, their events page and stuff like that on Facebook. But they do these speaker series, and usually the speaker series are with, you know, Disney celebrities. So whether they be with a Jody Benson, which is who I got to meet, or, you know, Paige O'Hara, who I met before, or they're with, you know, people who have helped build the park and things like that. they have these speaker series every so often, and you can buy tickets to them. And then you just come and you listen to these people be interviewed. And that was kind of what I did. I paid a little bit of extra money because I wanted to make sure I met Jodie Benson because Ariel is my Disney princess. I did pay a lot of money actually to go meet Jodie Benson, but it was all for a good cause.
That's exactly right.
Not like I felt bad about it. Actually they raised over $25,000 for Give Kids the World at that event, which is awesome. I got to meet her, and I have her autograph now, and I got it done on my actual VHS.
That was classic. That was the best move ever, because it's special to you. It's sentimental to you. Love the old VHS that you watched so many times. I love that.
It is my VHS that I watched as a kid growing up. By the way, it's the original VHS, just so you know. I had her sign that, so it has my name on it, which is so cool. I just have to say, it's just awesome. And then I got to hear her speak, and she kind of gave a presentation. She talked about how she got, you know, into theater and everything like that, and how she got into The Little Mermaid and her jobs after and things like that. So it was a really cool kind of experience to see. If you want to see some of the videos, I have them posted on, I know they're posted on my personal Instagram and Facebook. I might have posted them on the Be Our Guest one. I didn't want to like flood the Be Our Guest one, so like I didn't like post everything because I took a ton of videos. So I know that they're at least on mine. But I also took video of her performing Part of Your World, which was so amazing to see her perform in person, given the fact that I have such a connection to that song. So that was really, really awesome to be able to see. And if you don't have tears while you watch that video, you are dead inside. So I'm sure you didn't have tears, Mike, so I'm sure you're dead inside.
I did. I was almost dead the last weekend. So yeah. Dead inside and outside. Okay, so what about the airport? I need to know. I mean, what's...
I will get back to the airport. I'm telling you.
I'm hanging here because I'm going to the airport today.
I know. Okay. That's fine. It's not the St. Louis airport.
I know, but I mean, I will be in the Orlando airport at some point. Hopefully, that's where my destination is, and I'll be back there Monday coming home. So go ahead. Give me some highlights. You got 90 seconds. It's like Sam Eagle.
90 seconds. Okay, got it. I also did... We tried the new City Works, which is at Disney Springs.
Wait, the poorhouse?
Yes, the poorhouse.
Seriously, the whole time you were talking about that on that show, I was thinking, why is this place called the poorhouse? Like, I know that like sometimes when you leave Walt Disney World, you feel like you're going to have to move back into the poorhouse. But I'm like, that is a terrible name for a Disney Springs restaurant. And then finally, I saw something online. It was P-O-U-R. And I'm like, God, I'm so dumb. So dumb. I'm just going along with you. I'm like, I'm sure it's not called the poorhouse, but Ricky's on cold medicine or something. It's okay.
I can't believe you didn't know that it was P-O-U-R. I had no idea. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway. So we went to the poorhouse, City Works. It is definitely, so if you are looking for the game of whatever game you're looking for, it is going to be here. Yes. I can guarantee you this is the place to go. If you can't go to ESPN or you don't want to go to ESPN, it's too hard to get there. Definitely. This is the place to go. So, they have a really vast menu. We tried a number of things. I got the pretzel bites, which were good, except for they literally gave you a thimble of cheese. I'm like, really? That's all the cheese you're going to give me? Like, you give me a little thimble.
It's because you're at the poorhouse.
Exactly. I'm at the poorhouse. I tried the breakfast tacos, which were scrambled eggs, bacon, green onions, smoked tomatoes, chipotle maple glaze, smoked cheddar, white corn tortillas, served with a cheesy potato casserole. Those were good. I don't remember the tomatoes. So maybe those weren't in mine. I don't think they were. They were good. I wish they had a little more flavor to them. They were fine overall, but they just didn't have as much flavor as I kind of hoped that they would have. The potatoes were not very good, though. I expected them to be more like a cheesy casserole hash, you know, like actually like hash browns, right? And they were more like chunks of potato with like cheese on them. And I was like, oh, that's kind of disappointing. So, that was fine. We got the s'mores dip, which was good. You can't go wrong with s'mores dip. But my favorite thing that we had was the baked cookie dough, which I know what you're asking. Ricky, isn't that just a cookie? Just a
cookie? When you bake it, it's a cookie.
It's not a cookie. So it is just undercooked enough that it's still gooey inside, so it's warm
it's
but
undercooked
gooey.
Cookie.
Oh, it's so good.
Sounds
it's
good.
So
to me.
Good. I'll tell you, it's really good. So, so any questions about City Works before I move on?
Nope.
So, no.
You're I'm still good? Calling it the poorhouse. Go ahead.
You're gonna call it the poorhouse. It's fine. I got to go to Epcot. I experienced a little bit of the Festival of the Arts. I am sad, of course. The Festival of the Arts it's not the same this year because they don't have the Festival Center. You know, the Odyssey is being used for the Epcot experience and to showcase off what is going on at Epcot.
Who cares? They still have my little cake at Sunshine Season. That's all I care about. I saw the picture.
I had the delicious cake at Sunshine Season, though. And oh my gosh, Mike, you did not oversell that cake. That was so good.
It's going to be in my belly today as this show comes out.
I'm so sad I'm not going to get another one of those because that was really delicious. At first, it said cupcake, and I'm like,
no, it's not a cupcake.
That doesn't. Well, it is.
Who cares? It's like a little cake.
But I was like, that doesn't look like a cupcake. And then like you because it's square. It is like a little mini cake. And so then you buy like and I thought it was cheesecake. I don't know why I assumed it to be cheesecake. I just kind of did. And then
it's kind of that color.
It is. It is kind of like it's tie-dyed on the inside. So I guess that's kind of why I thought it was like tie-dyed cheesecake with icing on top. Oh my god, it's so good, Mike. Really good. But the Festival of the Arts is still a lot of fun. It is still a great festival. I love it so much. All the artwork that you get to see, you can buy, you can peruse. The artwork that the artists do that you can watch them create as you're, you know, walking past is just so fantastic. I did the most spectacular thing, though, that's tied into the Festival of the Arts. And that was brunch at Le Cellier. They are only offering it during the Festival of the Arts, which makes me so incredibly sad. It's only on Saturdays and Sundays, too. It was so delicious. I am hoping that they add this to the menu full time because it was incredibly good. So you start off with basically bottomless. Well, I didn't know they were bottomless at first. I thought, like, you got one. But the tables next to me kept getting more. So I was like, so you can choose like
what?
A mimosa or bloody Caesar.
Hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of like a Bloody Mary. For the table, they bring assorted breakfast pastries. So that's
heck
good.
Yeah.
And then they bring a maple yogurt with granola. I'm not a huge yogurt fan, but this yogurt
either.
Was fantastic. Adding maple to yogurt makes
helps,
it taste
yeah.
good. Who knew? And the granola was really good. I actually very much enjoyed that. Then you get, it's a 3-course meal after that. So you can choose, I chose the cheddar cheese soup, of course, because you're at Le Cellier, you have to get the cheddar cheese soup. And then for dessert, I got the maple creme brulee, again, because you have to get the maple creme brulee. The thing that I got that was my entree was seriously one of the best things I've ever had in my entire life. It was a steak and eggs Benedict.
Oh, dude. You just walked into this thing?
No, I made a reservation. I made a reservation a couple. So Teresa Sheingold went and she sent me pictures and she's like, this is really good. And so when I saw pictures of her meal and I looked at it and I'm like, I could treat myself to that day that I'm in Epcot. So
you want the good stuff? Yes, that's the Sheingolds. They find stuff like this. It's always so good.
Exactly. Okay, so here is the definition of my incredible steak and eggs Benedict. It's an English muffin. Prime strip loin, which is cooked medium rare, mind you, which is the perfect way to cook a steak.
Yeah, medium well.
A 63 degree Celsius egg, caramelized onions, arugula, béarnaise, and tomato asparagus relish. Oh my gosh, this was so phenomenal. They gave me two pieces of, there were two halves of the English muffin with two pieces of, you know, all the fixings on top. I ate one and then took the other one home and had it for lunch before
in your
I left.
Purse.
I did. No, they gave me a bag. They gave me a bag. I took it home in a bag, not my purse. So I really, really hope that Le Cellier, Disney, if you're listening to this, please add this to the menu full time for a brunch option at Le Cellier on Saturdays and Sundays because and you know what? Look, it was pricey. Let's not sugarcoat this. It was $67.
Holy,
okay, but
I'm so glad I'm not getting an ADR then. Okay, good.
But this was my only meal for the day there. Like, you know, this was all I was going to be eating.
Well, yeah, because you had food in your purse the rest of the day, so you could just nibble.
Well, you know what? If you take the fact that I did take half of it home, you split that in half. I only paid, you know, $30-something dollars for my meal because I ate it twice. But they did offer annual pass discount, which I was super surprised about because I almost plunked down my credit card and didn't ask because I was like, there's no way they're offering.
No, you got to keep your annual pass next to your credit card so you always ask in your wallet.
I do. Yeah. But I thought for sure that this is a special experience. Like, there's no way they're going to offer an annual pass discount. It's in the park, you know. But anyway, they did. So I was like, score. So anyway, moving along, I got to see the three new movies at Epcot that they just introduced. I love Awesome Planet. Oh my gosh, Mike, you're gonna love Awesome Planet. It's so, so good.
Can you bring in your cake from Sunshine Seasons and eat it while you're watching that movie?
Don't bring in your cake. So basically what they've done is they've added Ty Burrell, who is Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. He's a realtor, which he is on Modern Family, and he is trying to sell you the planet Earth. Oh. They've done such a great job with this. This is Epcot at its peak. Like, this is edutainment to its finest. I learned in this. I was totally enthralled with it. Good job, Disney, on this change. I think they did. It's far and away better than what was there before. So,
fable, like, an environmental
they were actually
fable.
Waiting for the show. Also, they've added a like wait time thing on the outside, which also I think helps people to know that there's a show in
Something's
there.
Happening.
And, yep. Yeah. So anyway, I also saw the Canada Far and Wide, the new show there. There you've got Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara, who are on that show. I'm not going to mention.
Creep. Go ahead.
Yes.
I was watching it.
It's again, I think they did a phenomenal job with this. I really felt like they went from one side of the country to the other and really kind of explained the different regions. It's so much better than the other one was. I mean, it's definitely not as hammy as the Martin Short version was. There is some comedy to it, but it's definitely not as over the top as the other one was. And yes, the song is still there. So
good deal.
That's good news. Yes. The thing that you can skip, please don't go see Beauty and the Beast.
I've heard that.
Oh my gosh. It was not good.
Huh. Man, I love Impressions of France. It's going to do like a double dip, but I guess not.
Look, Mike, see it once so okay. You can see why it's not good.
Yeah,
then
I can say I saw it like in its 2-month run.
Exactly. It's rough, dude. I sat there and watched it and was like, oh, this is not good. So yeah.
I bring in a crepe and watch with it?
You're going to need a crepe to distract you from how bad it is.
An eclair. That's what I need.
Yes. So, don't go see that. I'm sorry to tell you. It's not very good.
Okay. You have we got to answer some questions. So I know that we should do a whole show on this, but
We're getting to the airport. Are you ready?
I'm dying. Yeah. What happened to the airport?
We're at the airport. Okay. So the day that I was leaving was apparently the day that the cheerleaders were all leaving, right? I did not know that the cheerleaders were all leaving this day. So
if they just hit, they're all fired up.
I got to the airport when they tell you to get to the airport, which is 2 hours early. That was a mistake at this point because I saw the line for TSA and it was like all the way out in the middle of, you know, the lobby for the Hyatt, you know, because there's the Hyatt Hotel there. And like it was all
now,
the way
out. Here's the thing about that real quick, because one time. This wasn't this past trip, but one of my more recent trips. Now, I go out of the Southwest wing. That's the only one I've ever flown out of because the only airline really I have in St. Louis. But the thing is, there's like another wing that goes down like towards the mall, like towards like the food court. There was a time I saw a line, no kidding, coming all the way down that hallway and like doubling up and going back. And I'm like, man, I can't even see where the TSA is for those folks. Like, I guess that's more of an international wing. That's crazy.
Probably.
Nuts.
Yeah. It was about the same for this time.
I'd be freaking out.
There was the wait sign above, you know, saying this is how long your wait is going to be. And I just, it started like when I got in line, it was like 45 minutes to, you know, 50 minutes. I'm like, okay, well, that's going to be tight for my, you know, that's going to be tight to get through TSA and get, but I'll still have some time, you know, it'll be fine. And then it slowly started trickling up
and it got to
60 minutes. And like 60 to 65 minutes or something like that. And I'm sitting here going, looking at my watch and seeing that the climber is still going up and I haven't reached the agent yet. And it's just continuing to go up. And I'm like, I'm gonna miss my flight. Like, I'm absolutely, there is no way I'm gonna make this flight. I'm just gonna miss it. And I was trying to think, okay, maybe I could send Brian to go get my luggage at the airport here in Atlanta, because it was already on the plane. You know, maybe I could get my brother to come pick me up. Hopefully I can get a flight out in the morning, like first thing, so I can be back at work, you know, that kind of stuff. But I was seriously like panicking, going, My Apple Watch actually like told me your heart rate is elevated.
Yeah, it should be. That's good. You should have been early. That's why I'm always 5 hours early.
I was 2 hours early. I was 2 hours early, and it just kept ticking up and up and up. And if it wasn't for there were a few people in front of me that let me pass them. You know, when I was putting my luggage on the conveyor belt. If they hadn't let me pass them, I don't know that I would have made my flight. Like, that's how close it was. So, yeah, 2 hours early, you may want to try 2.5 hours at least for, you know.
That's why Magical Express picks you up 8 hours early nowadays.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I know, look, I get it. Everybody's like, get clear, or get, you know, TSA pre-check. And look, I understand, but... You know, that's not everybody can do that. So, you know, that's not always an option. And it's just not something like I've looked into it. I just haven't done it. So, I mean, you know, I get it. But I mean, still, it shouldn't take an hour to get through, you know, all that. They only had
cheerleaders.
There were a lot of cheerleaders. And of course, they don't, you know, take everything out of their bags, you know, like they're supposed to and stuff like that. So that causes a backup.
Hey.
But I think they only had 3 lanes open too, which, you know, you're one of the busiest airports. Like here in Atlanta, we have our stuff together. We have a really great system for getting people.
Orlando's the best airport in the world. Easy. I love Orlando.
Like even if it's a half an hour, like you are still moving. You are still, you know, I love the system in Atlanta. I think it's so great for getting through TSA, all things considered, let's put it that way. Comparatively speaking to what they do in Orlando, because in Orlando, they still have like one person grab a bin and then put, you know, it's just, I wish they would maybe go a different route in Orlando. I wish they would kind of look at what they do in Atlanta here. But then again, Atlanta can be super confusing too, because it's definitely a confusing experience if you've never done it. But
all right, so now I'm riding Magical Express, so I'm all good.
You're probably good.
And I'm always early. So anyway, let's get to the questions. We promised some questions. Heather Ann's got one. We're almost to our ADR day. Any strong recommendations for a birthday dinner? So some, I would say some restaurants do like celebrating more than others. Like a Chef Mickey's tends to be like a celebratory environment. Maybe like a Tusker House, again, the characters meal there. I'm trying to think where else, like Ohana would be a good one. They seem to celebrate over there more. Like where there's more interaction with the cast members. Like somebody said Boma, I think it was Len. That's a good one as well. I'm trying to think what else.
You can do... A Tusker House too. I think that would be good. Basically, I think a lot of the character meals are going to be a good choice because they tend to party with you a little bit more, I feel like.
Trails End. The cast members over there really have done birthdays and celebrations over there.
Whispering Canyon.
Yes, Whispering Canyon.
Yes, Spring Canyon. I think that would be good. That would be a really good one. And then if you're looking for maybe more elegance, you know, maybe something like Tiffin's or a Topolino's Terrace or something like that.
All right, Victor's got a question. Love the show. I was wondering if it's better to use your phone as a camera or to use my DSLR camera. So what I've always heard from photographers, real quick, and listen to a lot of podcasts, and a lot of them have photographers on them, your best camera is the one you have with you for the most part, so you can get the shot. But also, here's what I would say, just in recent, like in the last year, night photography on something like an iPhone 11 is, or like the newest Samsung cameras, even the Google Pixel, is amazing because they're doing that computational photography that maybe your DSLR might not be able to do. And it's all about they capture so many pixels in the lens, but then what they do with it in the computation of putting the photograph together, night mode is incredible if you have a later, the cell phone. So I would say at night, that's good. Yeah. But I mean, I would say DSLRs can get you better images because you're going to be able to have that bigger lens, that bigger...
100%. I mean, DSLR is going to be a little bit better, I feel, as far as, you know, quality necessarily. I think you're absolutely right. The iPhone 11 is fantastic. It does a really fantastic job with night shots. And if you have, like you said, a later model iPhone, that's what I would go with. Now, this one is a surprise to me. My mother, who is a photographer, actually chimed in chat. And she says that she there prefers an iPhone to DSLR, which is something I never thought she would say.
Holy cow.
Yeah, and it's because it's easier to carry around, which she's absolutely right. A DSLR is huge to carry around. Plus, then you got to go through security with the big DSLR camera. I think if you are looking to do something with the photographs, like super fancy with them, then maybe go DSLR out. If you're just looking to get some really great night shots, that kind of thing, then I would, you know, do the iPhone. But if you're like looking to do like a big canvas print of something you've taken at Walt Disney World, then DSLR. But I think iPhone is the way to go. Let's put it this way. I use my iPhone all the time and I get fantastic shots with it. So, and I have the 10 Max.
Yeah,
so.
I have the 10 Max too. And you know what I do is I take my shots and I run them through like Snapseed, which is a free app by Google. And that's why mine pops so much. Everybody's like, why do your pictures look so vibrant?
Yeah, same. Yeah. I edit mine as well. Yeah.
Takes 2 seconds. Also too, speaking of, pictures and large, canvas shots, you know, we're starting to hang stuff on our walls in our new house. Like finally we've like hung a few things and I'm still trying to get Pam to let me hang like a fat head of like our, like the cartoon of the three of us in the kitchen, you know, like 10 by 10, something like that. Like
might be
able to
get that down in the basement. Maybe not in the kitchen.
That'd be awesome.
She's still not going for it though.
It's too funny.
Oh, that'd be so awesome. I should get that for my wall in here. Yes.
Cartoon Ricky, Mike, and Pam.
It would be so great, like behind me or something.
Yes, exactly.
I love this idea.
I know. I'm saying. I want it in the kitchen. Anyway, Colleen's got a great question. She's been asking for weeks and we still don't have an answer, but we're still going to ask, do we have any idea when Space 220 will open? I check every day in case we can start making ADRs. Oh, I think it's just a rumor.
I know. It feels like it's just a rumor at this point. No, we don't know when Space 220 is going
to
be opening.
My flight suit is pressed and ready to go at a moment's notice.
Last I heard is March now. I heard there was an issue that happened at the restaurant that is causing a delay. It's just a construction issue, not like anything major, you know, necessarily with the restaurant itself, but just a construction issue. So as far as I've heard right now, March, but I have to tell you, man, this has got to be the most anticipated restaurant.
I can't wait, man. I'm so excited for this, and I'm so mad it won't be open this weekend. Ugh.
I thought I was so going to get it. People who ask me, when's Space 220 going to open? And I'm just like, I don't know.
You know what? Because here's the thing. Like, I went down when the Skyliner opened just because Skyliner was opening. Like, that was my goal. This might be one of those trips where I go down for like a weekend.
Just to see Space 220 in the ether.
Dude, I can't let the flight suit hang too long. I'm telling you. My baby blue is over in the corner. All right, next question. Jessica Rogers says, what are your suggestions for going with a person who isn't the biggest Disney fan? My husband tolerates it for me. He's nervous about crowds. We're going in November, the week before Thanksgiving. First of all, it's a good time to go the week before Thanksgiving. Crowds aren't too bad. The temperature is very comfortable. And there's going to be a lot of holiday decorations starting to go up, especially in the parks. The resorts, not so much, but a little bit. You'll probably have the Christmas music playing. So if your husband likes any kind of holiday stuff, that's a bonus. Mm-hmm. But I would just say, you know, go at his pace. I know it's really hard. It's really hard, but you can't kill somebody with Disney if they're not into it. I hate to say it, as much as you like it.
No, I 100% agree with you, Mike. I mean, you really can't kill somebody who's not into Disney as much. You really have to. My dad was not into Disney as much. I mean, he tolerates it for, you know, me and my brother and my mom. You know, he much prefers Universal, actually, ironically enough, to Disney, which I did not think I would ever hear my dad say, but that's kind of where he goes. So you just have to kind of like you said, take it at their pace, do kind of things that you know that they would enjoy so that hopefully they will start to get bit by the bug a little bit more than they are now in their current state. And if you just kind of do it slowly and gradually like that, you know, maybe they'll end up coming around. But yeah, don't beat them over the head with it. That's the best advice that I can say, is just, like you said, take things slow.
Mm-hmm. All right. Greg's got a question. Hey, BOGP, if you had to select between the Grand Floridian and the Riv, which would you pick? Planning a fall trip and have not stayed at either one before. Thanks.
Oh,
God. Right now. Okay. So let's just say we're getting a standard room, or let's say a studio, because they both have studios.
Yeah.
Let's say you're getting a studio for free comped. Disney says, okay, this fall you can go down for 5 days. You can stay at the Riv, you can stay at the Grand. I'm picking the Riv, man. I'm telling you, man, the Skyliner, I need a Skyliner to get from my bedroom to the basement. Like, I love that thing. It's so great. And the Riviera is beautiful. And it's just, God, it's right in the middle. It's in the heart of everything. And it's got good dining. It's pretty. And it's got a staircase that can fit three people at once.
Yes. But you will see when you stay at Grand Nassino this weekend why I say.
I know, just messing with you. Because somebody came back on Twitter like, Ricky was right.
At the Riviera. You will understand my thought process on that when you see this stairway. Oh, man, I think I'm going to agree with you, actually.
But think about this. Ryan brings up a great point, though. The walkway from the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom will probably be open by this fall. Then it's connected like the Contemporary.
That's true. That's true. But it's not as quick as Contemporary Walk, I feel like.
No, it won't be.
Oh, no.
I go Riviera. It's the new. It's the new thing.
I'm going to go with Riv. I'm going to go with the Riv. Look, you got me saying it. Look, you got me saying the Riv. Mike, Riv. I hate you.
Skyliner's awesome. All right, Crystal's got a question. Trying to pick a date for 2021 for a 7-day trip from Canada. This will be our third trip. We've been in August and in March, but trying to find lower crowd time. Thoughts on best time of the year? Any good times in April or May you would suggest? Yes, absolutely, Crystal.
Yes.
Come in early May. Yes. Beautiful time to come.
Yes. That's my favorite time to go.
Yeah, low crowds. You get down before the schools in the South get out. They usually get out around the week before Memorial Day. So you're talking, you're getting into the danger zone like around the 22nd, 23rd of May as far as summer vacations beginning. There's not a whole lot going on in the beginning of May.
No, I love May. I really do. I love going in May. It is one of my favorite times to go. Always has been. I mean, since my first trip with Brian. So
time to go.
May.
All right, Lindsay's got a question. Planning a trip for next summer. We'd like to do a split stay. We're planning on DVC for part of it. We would like to do half at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but we're debating on the second half, trying to decide between the Polynesian, the Beach Club, or the Wilderness Lodge. Our kids will be 4 and 7 at the time. What do you suggest?
Oh, easy.
Thank you. What are you guys, you're saying Beach Club?
Yeah. With that, the kids that age?
Yeah. Yeah, but they all three. I know that Beach Club's got the best pool. It does. But I mean, the Polynesian pool is awesome. Awesome. That volcano pool and the slide. And I mean, Wilderness Lodge has a really, really good pool too, right in the center of all the action. But I mean, Beach Club, you're right. I guess it's got, I mean, you could walk to the Epcot and the studios. It really depends on if you're going to spend time at Epcot and the studios, then Beach Club wins.
That's true. If you're going to spend more time in the Magic,
yeah, then Polynesian wins.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. BB Buckingham, one of my good friends from out in California. Homecoming or polite pig for lunch? I know I'm asking the right people. Thank you for every laugh, advice, and so much fun. You're the best, BB. BB, you're the best. All right, so God, here's the deal. Okay, let me give you some practical Mike Rallman advice right here. Both solid choices, both my kind of food. Telling you, man, this is my jam. Both these places, barbecue and Southern food and home, like it's so good. Here's the only issue you got to consider, and I'm not joking. If you go to homecoming for lunch, you may be disabled the rest of the day. Your plans may get ruined for the rest of the day because you go there and the food is so good. Like you eat, and I am not playing. You'll eat till like it almost hurts. And maybe by 7 o'clock, you'll want to actually start moving again. Polite pig, not so much. I don't think it's as filling, depending on what you get. But they're both solid. I would probably tend to say a polite pig for a lunch and a homecoming's more of a brunch or dinner location in my estimation.
All right. I think that's a good... definition.
Polite pig is so good. It's so good.
I haven't done polite pig yet.
And it's walk maybe, up. You don't have to have an ADR. So there's, homecoming. Yeah, you got to have an ADR.
This weekend, we are looking for a place to take my in-laws. So, and since I haven't done polite pig yet,
so
it is on the short list of, Brian and I were actually talking about places to go with them. And that is actually on the short list.
And you just, it's like Flame Tree. Like you smell it from a mile away. And it's right by that one escalator coming down from the parking garage. When they have you, it's like you just, you're like drawn in. Like it's just like, sucker, the game's over. Just turn right and give us your money. And here's your barbecue. So good. They're smart. They got the spot, man. All right. Yep. Michelle's got a question. Best quick service meal to carb load before the half this coming Sunday. Any suggestions? Anywhere, really. For carb loading, though, I'm trying to think. So you're looking like a pasta place. Is there a pasta place that's like a quick service?
They took out the quick service pasta bar that was at Port Orleans, which makes my brother very sad.
Well, on race weekends, though, they probably will have on Saturday night at almost all the food courts.
They had a specific pasta bar.
Build your own pasta. They'll have like a build your own pasta.
Yeah, they had a build your own pasta thing, which was a great option. And my brother is very sad that they took it away. I mean, every restaurant, especially at the resorts, will offer a special like dish for, like you said, carb loading. As far as like a counter service place that really does that, I don't know that there is one.
But here's the thing, just from somebody that's run a lot of the races, and I mean I've done the Fulls and the Dopeys and the Goofies and all that good stuff. It's not necessary to carb load the night before a race. You just want to make sure you have nutrition in you, whether it's proteins or carbs. I say don't eat anything crazy, especially like salads, because that can really screw up your stomach. And who wants to eat a salad? You're down there to run. Like, eat good stuff. I mean, okay. I like salads and all, but I'm not, if I'm going to run 13 miles, I'm going to make sure I'm getting more than a salad.
That is coming through here a little bit. So George says Satuli Canteen, which is definitely a great
option. Yeah. Pinocchio's.
Yeah, and Pinocchio from Jennifer. They do have pasta there. So I know because I have eaten that. I've eaten their chicken parmesan there before, now that I think about it. But yeah, I am surprised there's not more pasta options, it feels like.
You know what they need to have at Walt Disney World? It's a 24-hour diner that serves breakfast all the time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just playing. I know. We went to Gingham's on Saturday night. What was it? No, it was the night, because it was the night after Valentine's Day. So, you know Gingham's, right, Ricky? On St. Charles, the old diner.
I do.
We're sitting there at the counter because, if you go to a diner, you really want to sit at the counter. That's like the baller move, You sit there with all the old folks. And again, you are so right. You said that years ago. We've been saying it forever. God, that'd be a gold mine. I mean, how do they not have that?
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how amazing it would be if they had a diner? I mean, they don't even just have to have, breakfast foods. They can also do, it would be similar in a way to kind of what they serve at Beaches and Cream. Dude, make Beaches and Cream more of, make Beaches and Cream 24 hours and add breakfast.
No, you have it at Pop Century even. Like you build on a diner and it fits into the whole theme. Like it's a 50s thing.
Add, serve up some homemade fried chicken over there, do some patty melts or something like that.
Oh,
like,
you're killing me.
This needs to happen, Disney. Come on. Yes.
All you can eat pancakes.
Would be so okay. They definitely wouldn't do all you can eat pancakes, but like this needs to be something. Pop would be a great choice for a diner.
Man.
With the Skyliner being added there, they could totally do it in the middle. Like
that
you said,
of a sudden, if they put a diner there, it's no longer a value resort. It's a moderate or may even be a deluxe resort if you put
if
a diner
put it
there.
In the middle, in between Art of Animation and the lake area.
Then
it's not technically.
Instead of it being like three bridges, it's three pancakes and a side of bacon.
I love this idea. Three pancakes. Please call it that.
It's so obvious, Dizzy. Like, talk about printing money. It would be like better than Fort Knox. Like, there would have to be armed guards there at the cash registers.
I'd be there all the time. Just like the Le Cellier brunch. I would be there all the time.
killing me. All right. Haley's got a question. My 5-year-old and a disjunct son wants to ride the Skyliner to somewhere he can take a boat to somewhere else. Thanks, Disney. Thanks, Disney commercial, it says. Any suggestions? We're staying at Pop.
Yes. Oh, this is so easy. I got you. Okay. So go from Pop to
Epcot.
To Epcot. And then you can take the boat from Epcot to all the resorts there. And then you can also go to Hollywood Studios, and then you can take the Skyliner back from Hollywood Studios to Pop Century. That was easy. You could do the reverse too and go to Hollywood Studios first, but I like going to Epcot first.
Lensa Skyliner of the Studios has a boat to Yacht Beach Boardwalk in Epcot. There you go. That'd actually be a loop kind of. You could, go to the studios, catch the boat there, goes right outside the Skyliner station.
Yep.
Over to the International Gateway, get on again.
Also, Ryan, you're wrong. I'm just saying. He says he doesn't like breakfast food for any other time.
No, it's better at night. I'd say like once a month, man, there's nothing better than breakfast for dinner.
This is correct. I need to make. If I wasn't making a catfish for dinner tonight for Brian, I would totally make breakfast for dinner tonight. That would be so good. We actually had that for Valentine's Day.
Well, you made those Jim and Nick's biscuits. You were killing me with those Jim and Nick's biscuits. Oh,
I did make Jim and Nick's biscuits. That was a couple days. That was the day before Valentine's Day, I think. But we went to Waffle House on Valentine's Day. That's where we spent our Valentine's. No joke. That's actually what we did. We went to Waffle House.
Donna's got a question, and then I have a follow-up from somebody about the same question. So Donna's asking in the live chat, not your mom. We're thinking about bringing our small dog to Art of Animation this May. Are certain buildings pet friendly? I know the resort is. I'm not sure which buildings are, but Stephanie wrote in because we had a question about this a couple weeks back. And it says, hey, Mike, Ricky, and Pam. I'm a little late on this. Was listening the other day to the episode about traveling with pets. I've done both scenarios, having my pups in the room and us boarding them at the Best Friends Pet Resort. First of all, I want to say that I love Best Friends Pet Resort and highly recommend them. They took such good care of my two dogs and really feel like they were cared for. I'm one of those crazy dog moms, so that was very reassuring. They sent some pictures through the email and gave us a report card when we picked them up. That's funny. A little pricey, but definitely worth it. When we had our dogs with us in the room, we're staying at Art of Animation. They gave us two goodie bags, one per pet that came in drawstring bags that included two dog bowls, a mat, an ID tag, and some bags. We specifically had areas that we could take them, and they just had to be crated when we were out of the room, and we could not leave them for more than 7 hours at a time. It wasn't a problem. We just planned our days around taking an afternoon break. Hope this helps the future guests. Love the show, Stephanie. So there you go.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So I don't know if certain buildings are. I'm sure that is the case probably, but I've noticed, though, that as I run, and I run around that Hourglass Lake many, many times, the place that has the place where you put the waste, I guess, the canisters, I would said something else, is it's by the Lion King section. Okay. I don't know if that means that's where the dogs have to be, but I know that is where they can go relieve themselves.
That it would be over, you know, like it would be in one area, but again, I don't know 100%, you know, I'm sure they do have wings that are specifically for people with pets, though.
All right, let's get one last question in, and we're going to cut you loose for the weekend. Everybody's going to be running down to Walt Disney World having fun, and you will be having fun wherever you are in the world. Leanne's from Arkansas says, is this restaurant too loud? I want to thank y'all so much for giving me advice on taking my family in either April or May. We have a trip booked in May. I would love to know y'all's thoughts and opinions on restaurants that may be a little too loud or overstimulating. Obviously, Chef Mickey's is a no for us, but I'm not sure about what others we may want to avoid. Also, any suggestions for a low-key place we can eat and get away after an overstimulated day at the park? I think it's super important. We're a family of four, my husband, myself, my son, who's 5 years old and on the autism spectrum, and daughter, who is almost two. We'll be staying at the Boardwalk Villas. Thank you very much, Leanne. Great question. Chef Mickey's out. Beaches out. And Cream is
out.
Oh, I was there. It was the loudest I couldn't stand it. Like, I love that place, but it was so crazy loud. Again, a race weekend, lots of runners. So take that for what you will.
Whispering Canyon out.
Yeah, Whispering Canyon, yep. Trails Inn is kind of crazy. A lot of coming and going.
Yeah, that's less so, I feel like. Yeah.
I'm trying to think where else.
Wonder, like, Ohana?
Ohana, yeah, probably too crazy. Maybe like a Crystal Palace. That's kind of a nut
house. Crystal Palace is probably out too. Honestly, I think a lot of the character meals are out.
Yeah. Tusker House, though, if you want to do one, that's kind of a more low key. It's like, it's a bigger room and it's like a bigger building spread out. So if you want to, Tusker House might be one you could still do.
Maybe.
Low places to go eat, like the Wave over at the Contemporary. Great food, very low key.
Yeah, definitely.
Kona would be a good option for if you wanted to do Ohana, you want to go to the Polynesian, but you didn't want to be too crazy because it's kind of spread out. It's not crazy.
Mm-hmm. The Plaza, maybe at, Magic Kingdom. I think that it's kind of smaller, so I think that it doesn't hold as many people, so I think that that's probably a good choice. And that's kind of similar to Beaches and Cream. They have a similar kind of menu. Trying to think of, like, other places that...
You know, like, Coral Reef is kind of on the down low at Epcot. You know, you got something to see. You got the big fish tank. It's very interesting, but it's subdued in there.
Agreed. Yes. I think it's definitely more subdued. Hollywood Studios, I haven't done Mama Melrose, but maybe don't do sci-fi.
No, that'd be bad.
Do not do either of those. Those
Mama
are
Melrose is pretty good. We went there before the race, Saturday night before the marathon. It was good.
Okay, good.
And Angel says 1900 Park Fair.
They
place gets kind of nuts.
It
The one time I was there, it was nutty. But I mean, we were also kind of nutty that day. Yeah. And Len says the pizza window at the boardwalk, you can sit outside. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Get all the carnival food off that one cart. Oh, you'll have a stomach ache though.
And if you're looking at counter service, just try to avoid like peak times. You know, that's going to be the key to avoiding the complete nuttiness, or do mobile order. Oh my gosh. Yes. Do mobile order for any counter service restaurant. It's just such a saver in everything. Time, your sanity, just everything. Mobile order is the way to go.
And BB suggests Garden Grill. I agree. It's a character meal. It's not too crazy.
It's true. They bring everything to you and the character. Yeah. That's a good one for sure.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your help. We love our listeners. You guys are awesome. I love how we can all get together three times a week and help each other plan better trips. It definitely helps me. And I'll be down at Walt Disney World using a lot of the tips you give this weekend. So I'm excited for that. Please do come up and say hello if you see me in the parks. I always say this is the easiest race to find Mike Rallman because it's the Princess Half Marathon weekend. There's not a lot of 6'3" dudes in bright yellow shirts. I'm one of the taller folks on the course this weekend for sure. So come see me, say hello. I'd love to see you. So don't forget today's show brought to you by our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it's time for your next Disney adventure, drop by themagicforless.com and check out all the great planning tools, all the great specials that are going on. While you're there, fill out that free no obligation quote form. And an agent will get back to you right away, but make sure you mention the Be Our Guest podcast and you and I will work together on that next trip. So please support the show, beourguestpodcast.com. Nope, that's Amazon. Themagicforless.com and let everybody heard about it here. Speaking of, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Use that link anytime you shop on Amazon. We sure appreciate that. It helps support the show. Again, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at beourguestpod and at beourguestmike. And of course, facebook.com/beourguestpodcast and hashtag BOGP. Yes. Run BOGP this weekend. I'm like Tony. I'm like hashtag Tony from Spain. No, hashtag.
We will definitely be blowing up your timelines this weekend. So between Mike and I, yes, you will get a lot of Disney goodness.
Oh, wait. Breaking news. Today's show brought to you by Waffle House.
If only.
Everybody's having Brenner for dinner tonight, right? Everybody's going to be having their Friday night breakfast for dinner. That's good.
My brother sent me a message that one of the Waffle Houses here in Atlanta has a drive-thru. So, granted, they didn't have waffles as an option. It was like breakfast sandwiches, which made me sad. I was like, I'd totally get a waffle and take it home with me.
That's awesome. That is, I just put it in my hand.
Exactly.
There you
just
go.
Give me the waffle.
All right, we're going to get out of here. Safe travels, everybody, for Princess Half Marathon Weekend. Have some great runs. We're proud of you already. Of course, we'll be back again on Monday. Actually, I've already recorded that one. We're going to be talking with Jared Diamond, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. A little baseball, a little Walt Disney World spring training. What's going on down at Walt Disney World? It's a fun one. So, and we don't really talk that much about the Astros cheating. So just there's that. I know. It's not pretty. So we're going to have a good time with that. So until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe and get those PRs. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.